Call Back the Past.
The great theatrical hit of the time was Noel Coward's This Year of Grace. And in the chorus of that show was a young lady named Marjorie Robertson, who later became famous under the name of Anna Neagle. In recalling the show, Miss Neagle gives us an interesting picture of the fashions of 1928.
Just looking at these photographs I have of myself as a Cochrane young lady in This Year of Grace, it's quite staggering to think that we felt these dresses were beautiful, but indeed we did. You know, they're absolutely straight. They're completely flat. We're flatter than boys to look at. There's a little straight short skirt with nothing to help the figure in any way. And then the hats, well, they're inverted pudding basins, aren't they, really? We could ever imagine they were beautiful. It was rather a staggering thought.
The Kellogg-Briand Pact, outlawing war and providing for pacific settlements of disputes, was signed by 65 nations in Paris in 1928. And that city was musically remembered, too, as an excited first-night audience heard George Gershwin's tone poem, An American in Paris. In England, woman's suffrage was reduced from the age of 30 to 21, and the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre built at Stratford-on-Avon. The Tyne Bridge was officially opened, a gala and royal occasion, as England's King George V came to the microphone.
It's a great pleasure to us to visit Gateshead on the occasion of opening the new bridge, which so nobly spans the River Tyne.
Calvin Coolidge announced his withdrawal from the race and left the field clear for Republican candidate Hoover and the Democrats' Alfred E. Smith. Backing Smith was a young Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who coined a new name for his presidential favorite, the Happy Warrior.
We offer one who has the will to win, who not only deserves success, but commands it. Victory is his habit. The Happy Warrior, Alfred E. Smith.
Smith decided to campaign on the wet issue, that is, the abolition of the anti-liquor prohibition laws.
Now let's look at the racket. Prohibition has found a new line of endeavor for the underworld. They brought life to the bootleggers. And the bootleggers begot the hijackers. And the hijackers begot the racketeers. My friends in the radio audience, the only cure for the ills of democracy is more democracy.
While Hoover's platform was prosperity.
Given a chance to go forward with the policies of the last 8 years, we shall soon, with the help of God, be in sight of the day when poverty will be banished from this nation.
Hoover made it by a landslide. And Americans returned to their work and normal pleasures, which surely would have included a visit to the hit musical Blackbirds of 1928, which introduced a singing, fleet-footed star named Bojangles Robinson.
Listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no yarnagan at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace, losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new lowdown.
Of the year included Edgar Wallace's The Squeaker, The Saint Meets the Tiger by Leslie Charteris, and the sensational novel by D.H. Lawrence, Lady Chatterley's Lover. In the music hall, comedy turns were popular, and amongst these, Horace Kenny proved one of the biggest box office draws.
What's this jolly laughing cobbler song business all about?
It's a song all about a cobbler who's always happy and laughing and jolly, and he lets the world go round. And round it goes, and he's always happy, laughing and jolly.
Well, let's hear some of it. This ought to be good.
Yes, the laughing cobbler song. Laughing all the day. I laugh and I cobble. Ho, ho. Always bright, never grey. Should trouble overtake me, as trouble sometimes may. I laugh, hi, hi.
The silent screens of 1928 featured Charles Chaplin in The Circus and Gloria Swanson in Sadie Thompson. And there was Mickey Mouse in his first ever screen appearance in Plain Crazy. But sensational in the movies of 1928 was the advent of sound. First to take advantage of the talkies was Warner Brothers, with their big star Al Jolson featured in The Singing Fool with this song.
Climb up on my knee, honey boy. Though you're only three, sonny boy, knowing there's no way of showing what you mean to me, honey boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. Make them a blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, from your dear old dad, Sonny Boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You came from heaven, and I know your way. You made a heaven for me right here on earth. And the angels, they grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. Now I, lonely too, Sonny Boy.
Ship to shore telephones, Geiger and Muller's Geiger counter, and Baird's experiments with color television were some of the scientific highlights of 1928. But surely the greatest contribution came from Alexander Fleming as he discovered penicillin. His assistant, later to become Lady Fleming, recalled how her husband, who was rather untidy, spotted a mold forming on a little saucer. His curiosity aroused, he examined the mold.
He recognized at once that this mold must have been producing a substance which was dissolving the microbes. He set to work to study the substance, which he called penicillin, as thoroughly as he could.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.